Welcome in, friend. Sorry if you hear noise in the background. The dishwasher is going. Mom life, right? So welcome to day 6 of the 21-day scripture phone challenge. This is day 6 in God's Word. I hope you've been enjoying these scripture meditations. I've been enjoying creating them. And how's the phone challenge going? If you're doing that part of this 21-day scripture challenge. If you're doing just the scripture, totally cool. But if you're doing the phone part, how's it going? Because I'm recording this on day 4. I like to be a little bit ahead of the game when I'm recording podcast episodes. I had in my mind that I was going to record all 21 days in advance, but come on, I have 3 little kids and I homeschool and yeah, it's not happening, but it's okay. I'm a little bit in in advance of when this episode comes out, so that's good. God is good. He always provides. But I just want to ask you, how's it going? Because for me, it's day 4, and I'm struggling a little bit. I definitely checked my phone more than 5 times. I was on there more than I should have been, and I just didn't feel good about it. It felt sort of like this weird compulsive, like, I need to check it and what's happening and let me see what they said in the text and, oh, we were having a conversation. I want to keep that going. So just trying to kind of be gentle with myself and give myself grace because God's mercy is so endless for you, friend. So I just want to encourage you, if you're having a little bit of a hard time or if you feel like you set out to do something and you kind of, quote, messed it up, don't worry about it. Tomorrow's a new day. Today's a new day. Whatever time of day you're listening to this, I'm recording this at night, so that's why I said tomorrow's a new day. But yeah, if you're listening to this in the morning and you have the whole day ahead of you, just commit to each moment today. Just each moment. You're going to be on your phone less and do what you said you were going to do and ask God for his help. I feel like that's probably where I went wrong today. I tried to do it all on my own. And I need to ask God for his help and his divine power to really work on my excessive phone checking. And it comes from a good place, wanting to connect with people and text and all of that, keep up with people. But we just have to be so careful because it is something that pulls us away from being present with those we love that are right in front of us. So anyway, I just want to encourage you today. You're doing a wonderful job. And even if you feel like you're not, God's mercy is new. God's grace is abundant and you can ask him for his help. So let's meditate. Let's get ready to listen to Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 11. Colossians 3, verses 1 to 11. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you once walked when you lived in them, but now put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his practices, and have put on the new man, who is being renewed in knowledge after the image of his Creator. Here there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all. Since this is such a long, compilation of verses, I just had to read it all to you, but I won't read it again. I encourage you to go to your Bible and read it, and I just want to say very simply, what are you seeking, friend? We must seek the right things. We must seek the things that are above. That is what will lead us to eternal life. So meditate on these verses and ask yourself, what am I seeking? Okay, that's it for now. Meet you back here tomorrow. Bye for now.